Yes, indeed, it's time for High Life from Voice of Nigeria. The program brings you best of High Life music from across Africa. This is a golden opportunity for you to relax and listen to the dynamic High Life music band that brought and still bringing joy to many High Life lovers. This week's edition will focus on one of the classical Nigerian High Life musician, Rex Jim Lawson. Do stay tuned. I'm Rebecca Yunusa Avia. We'll be right back. Well, among the super High Life stars of yesteryears is Cardinal Rex Jim Lawson of blessed memory. He was one of the celebrated band leaders Nigeria has ever produced. He changed the High Life music by injecting new spirit into it. The late Rex Jim Lawson, popularly known as Cardinal Rex, was born on the 4th of March 1935 to an Ijaw father from River State, southern Nigeria, and an Igbo mother from eastern Nigeria. He was the fourth child of his parents. The Cardinal of High Life, as Rex was fondly called, introduced High Life music into the eastern region of the country. Music was Rex Lawson's life and High Life was his sport. He sang in Kalabari language, southern Nigeria, and Igbo, eastern Nigeria. He also sang in other Nigerian languages to project various cultures, folklores, and experiences. This made him loved by many across the country. Here is one of his songs titled Oko. That was Oko by Rex Lawson. It will interest you to know that at a young age of 14, he started out by playing in his primary school band at Buguma, his hometown, before going to join a band in Onitsha, Anambra State, southeast Nigeria. He was then advised to approach Lord Edison to find out what kind of opportunities were available for him in music. Lord Edison was then a leading musician and the leader of the Starlight Melody Orchestra, then based in Port Harcourt, southern Nigeria. Lord Edison reluctantly signed him in Here is Akaso in Yingi, where he sang with the name of the Kalabari goddess, Akaso.
Akaso, Associated itself from an audio recording circulating on social media purported to be that of an NDLEA officer. Attached to the audio is the picture of a Nigerian man said to be based in the USA but returning to Nigeria. The person in the audio recording was negotiating the payment of 5 million naira for the release of the US-based Nigerian man, allegedly arrested on Friday at the Murtala Mohammed International Airport in Lagos State, southwest Nigeria, upon arrival and in possession of contraband. The spokesman of the NDLEA, Femi Babafemi, stated that an investigation showed that, like in previous instances, the current incident was the work of scammers. Babafemi stressed that the agency had frustrated a number of attempts in the past when family members called the agency's official contacts for help or clarification. Voters in Senegal are due to cast their ballots to elect their next president among a crowded field of 17 candidates. The delayed polls take place following a period of uncertainty after President Macky Sall's unsuccessful attempt to delay the election. The election had been due to take place last month, but Sall postponed it, triggering deadly opposition protests and a democratic crisis. 17 candidates are on the ballot, each hoping to replace President Macky Sall, who's barred from running again after reaching the two-term limit. Voting stations are due to open at 8 hours Greenwich Mean Time and scheduled to remain open until 18 hours Greenwich Mean Time. In our final story, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. He spoke on the Egyptian side of the border, not far from the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where Israel plans to launch a ground assault despite widespread warnings of a potential disaster. More than half of Gaza's population has taken refuge there. He spoke a day after the UN Security Council failed to reach a consensus on the wording of a resolution supporting an immediate and sustained ceasefire. Guterres repeatedly noted the difficulties of getting aid into Gaza, for which international aid agencies have largely blamed Israel. And with those stories, we've come to the end of the world news on the News Bulletin. Stay with us. News about Nigeria is coming up next. But before then, we'll take this quick and important announcement.
No country makes progress when terror reigns. Our armed forces
are doing their part,
fighting to end terrorism.
Safe.
They are trying to win the war, but you and I,
we need to do our parts to make their job easier.
When anyone tells you to join in promoting terror, tell them no, it does no one any good. It is terrorism.
Don't confuse it.
Don't let anyone deceive you.
The sooner we end terrorism, the sooner the men, women and children affected can get back to their lives, and the sooner we can get on with building a new Nigeria. We can do this with your help.
Suspect something, say something. Nigerians unite against terrorism.
Hello there and welcome back to the News Bulletin. Now it's time for us to take a look at what's happening right here in Nigeria. The Joint Admissions and Matriculation Board, JAM, has extended the 2024 Direct Entry DE registration by 2 weeks to enable all candidates interested in the DE registration to do so. The JAM Public Communications Advisor, Dr. Fabian Benjamin, in a statement, said the board commenced the 2024 Direct Entry on Wednesday, February 28, 2024, and was to have concluded it on Thursday, March 28, 2024. But on subsequent consideration has now extended the exercise by 2 weeks from Wednesday, March 28, 2024 to close on Thursday, April 11, 2024. He, however, said in doing this, the board won't compromise on its avowed determination to ensure that candidates whose certificates were dubiously acquired are prevented from benefiting from such certificates. The Nigerian government has given the BUA Group a deadline of 6 months to complete the dualization of the Benin-Lokoja Highway, a major road that connects the northern and southern regions of the country. Funding of the project had been approved under the NNPC tax credit scheme after a funding gap of 775 billion was identified. Nigeria's Minister of Works, Senator David Umahi, who stated this during a meeting with contractors handling the project, said the project was awarded since 2012 and must be completed within the stipulated time. Senator Umahi explained that the project had been reviewed and will be done on concrete to ensure durability. The Nigeria Data Protection Commission, NDPC, has expressed its readiness to work with the Ondo State Government in southwest Nigeria to promote a culture of data protection that would also help create employment opportunities for young people in the state. The National Commissioner of the NDPC, Dr. Vincent Olatunji, stated this when he received the Ondo State Deputy Governor Olaide Adelami at the Commission's headquarters in Nigeria's capital, Abuja. Dr. Olaide said the purpose of his visit was to explore possible areas of collaboration between the NDPC and the state in a way that fosters development for the people of Ondo State. Responding, Dr. Olatunji commended the move by the Ondo government to explore the potential of data protection in empowering its young citizens. Decrying what he described as a dearth of data protection officers in Nigeria, he stressed that only 10,000 out of 500,000 available positions are currently filled. In the spirit of Ramadan, the Dangote Foundation in Nigeria has donated 10 kg bags of rice to be distributed over 1 million, to be distributed across 1 million less privileged people across the country. Flagging off the distribution in Kano State, northwest Nigeria, Africa's billionaire and president of the Dangote Group, Alhaji Aliko Dangote, said the distribution was going on simultaneously in Kano State in northwest Nigeria and Lagos State in southwest Nigeria. He explained that Kano State will be receiving 120,000 bags, while the rest will be shared across the 774 local government areas across the country. Dangote noted that the gesture amounting to 15 billion naira was aimed at supporting the less privileged in the society. According to Dangote, the goal of his foundation is to extend its reach across all 36 states of Nigeria and the Federal Capital Territory to ensure that many Nigerians benefit from the gesture. The Chief Missioner, Nasrullahil Fatih Society Nasfat Sheikh Nauruf Unike, has advised Muslim faithful to use prayers as Allah's given weapon. The cleric gave the advice at the group's 2024 Ramadan lecture in Abuja, Nigeria's capital city, under the theme, "The Lord That Answers Prayers." He said Muslims should utilize the favor that Allah has bestowed on them of calling him at any time, as he has promised to answer at all times. Nasrullahil Fatih Society Nasfat was established in 1995 with less than 10 members in Nigeria. The group has now grown to millions of members across Africa and other parts of the world. And that's our final story on News About Nigeria. But to wrap up the news bulletin, here's a look at what we brought you. Scores of school children abducted from Kuriga, Kaduna State, northwest Nigeria, have been released 2 weeks after they were taken away in what was one of the country's largest mass kidnappings in years. Voters in Senegal are due to cast their ballots to elect their next president among a crowded field of 17 candidates. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Follow up on these stories and much more by logging on to www.von.gov.ng or by downloading the Voice of Nigeria mobile app. We're live on X. It's at Voice of Nigeria. My name is Angela Agwegi. Coming up next, we've got Reflections. Do stay with us.
My name is Professor Amin Al-Hassan, Director General of Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, This is Voice of Nigeria, the authoritative choice. Listen to Voice of Nigeria on www.von.gov.ng or on Simple Radio, Radio Garden, and TuneIn Radio apps. There is live streaming also via Facebook. Listen to Voice of Nigeria, the authoritative choice.
So the year 2024 is already underway, and we've been looking forward to writing new chapters in the book of 2024. But I cannot help but reflect on the importance of continuous learning. That's right, this plays a crucial role in personal development, contributing toward individual growth, adaptability, and overall well-being. So let's talk about the importance of continuous learning. For one, adaptation to change. The world is constantly evolving and change is inevitable. So we must continue to position ourselves in such a way that we're flexible and we can easily adapt to change. By making learning a continuous process, we can equip ourselves with the skills and knowledge needed to easily fit into taking on new circumstances, technologies, and not to mention challenges. Professional development. Artificial intelligence, AI, is taking over before our very eyes. And there was a seminar I attended recently where the panelists kept on harping on the importance of upskilling, brushing up on the skills you have now by adding on other skills. In the rapidly changing landscape of the professional world, acquiring new skills and staying updated with industry trends cannot be overemphasized. Continuous learning enhances your professional capabilities, making you more valuable and competitive in the job market. How about intellectual stimulation? One has to keep the mind engaged and fresh. Engaging in continuous learning keeps the mind active and, of course, stimulated, fostering a curious mindset, promoting a love and yearning for knowledge, as well as a willingness to explore new and innovative concepts. To appeal to solving new challenges is a must. Problem-solving skills. Continuous learning helps to sharpen critical thinking and problem-solving skills. It allows you to approach challenges with a raw, creative, and open-minded mindset, finding innovative solutions to complex problems. Then there's personal growth and confidence. There's an air of confidence you strut around with when you've garnered a vast knowledge of a new and exciting subject matter. Learning new things, whether they are practical skills or academic subjects, contributes to personal growth. It helps one to boost one's self-esteem and confidence, as the acquisition of new knowledge demonstrates an individual's ability to overcome challenges and expand their capabilities. Seeking knowledge actively helps to enlighten and expand your palate. So how about expanding your perspective? Learning exposes you to a host of angles, perspectives, cultures, and of course, ideas. Deepening your worldview and promoting empathy by helping you understand diverse experiences, thereby encouraging a more inclusive and open-minded attitude. And this final point resonates with all of us. Resilience in the face of failure. It can feel like the world is crumbling around us when we focus on failure. But here's the thing about learning. It often involves facing setbacks and failures. Embracing a continuous learning mindset teaches resilience, helping you bounce back from life's disappointments, helping you learn from your mistakes, and persevering in the pursuit of your goals. So today we talked about the importance of continuous learning. I hope you're walking away with something new. And of course, something that you'll imbibe as we go on into the year. Let's talk again soon. But before then, we're live on X. Tell us what you thought about today's topic. And of course, use the hashtag reflections. We'll be sure to get back to you sooner rather than later. You've been listening to Reflections. Bye for now.
hello to you, my fantastic listener from all around the world. You have just been tuned to This Week on Voice of Nigeria. This Week on Voice of Nigeria is a program that gives you a glimpse of all that you should anticipate from Voice of Nigeria from the start of each week to the end of each week as it passes by. And I promise to give you a beautiful lineup of all our programs. They're all designed for your listening pleasure. All you need to do is keep listening to Voice of Nigeria, your authoritative choice. We're reaching you from Nigeria's capital city, Abuja, and our frequency is 7255 kilohertz on the 421 meter band to North and Central Africa, and on 15120 kilohertz on the DR mode to Europe and, of course, the East Africa. Now, prepare to be swept away by a lineup that promises excitement, knowledge, and inspiration at every turn. My name is Zaliha Ibrahim, and the program is This Week on Voice of Nigeria. Stay tuned. You're welcome back. If you're just tuning in, the program is This Week on Voice of Nigeria, a program designed to give you a glimpse of all that you need to be anticipating from Voice of Nigeria from the start of the week to the end of each week that passes by. Do you know that here at Voice of Nigeria's English service, we have a program titled Youth Forum? Now, it is not just a program. It is a platform that amplifies the voices of the next generation, empowering them to shape the world they want to live in. And this dynamic forum brings together young minds from diverse backgrounds, providing a space for dialogue, collaboration, and action on issues that matter most to them. On the Program Youth Forum, we believe in the power of youth to drive positive change, spark innovation, and create a lasting impact. Through engaging discussions, thought-provoking debates, and inspiring stories, we explore a wide range of topics that are relevant and impactful to today's youth, from education and employment opportunities to social justice, environmental sustainability, and mental health awareness. Now, the Program Youth Forum tackles present issues head-on, fostering a sense of empowerment, resilience, and community among participants. And that program comes up every Tuesday at exactly 17:05 Greenwich Mean Time to 17:30 Greenwich Mean Time. All you need to do is don't miss a chance to listen to the program Youth Forum. And moreover, the Youth Forum is not just a platform for discussions alone, but also a catalyst for action. Now, we encourage participants to turn their ideas into tangible initiatives, projects, and campaigns that make a difference in their communities and beyond, whether it's advocating for policy change, launching social enterprises, or promoting sustainable practices. The Youth Forum empowers young leaders to be change makers in our society. Now, on Voice of Nigeria's English service, we not just talk about the youth, we also engage our women on the program Women and Development. Women and Development is a pivotal program that shines a spotlight on achievements of women worldwide. It's not just about acknowledging the vital role women play in development. It is about empowering them, advocating for their rights, and creating opportunities for their full participation in all aspects of our society. In our Women and Development program, we delve into various dimensions of women's empowerment, from economic and political empowerment to social and cultural inclusion. We celebrate the progress made in advancing gender equality while also addressing the challenges and barriers that exist. One of the key focuses of Women and Development is economic empowerment. We highlight the success stories of women entrepreneurs, innovators, and leaders who are driving economic growth, creating jobs, and transforming industries. We also discuss policies and initiatives that promote women's access to resources, markets, and financial services, unlocking their potential as agents of change and prosperity. That particular program comes up every Wednesday at exactly 8:45 Greenwich Mean Time to 9 hours Greenwich Mean Time. Dear listener, I bet you this edition of the program promises to be exciting, and you don't want to miss any part of the program Women and development. Because in the realm of politics and leadership, women and development advocates for increased representation of women in decision-making positions from local governance to national parliaments and, of course, beyond. We discuss strategies to overcome barriers to women's political participation and highlight the importance of inclusive policies that address gender-based discrimination and violence world over. Now, as agents of change, Beyond Poverty Line is one program that airs on the airwaves of the English Service of Voice of Nigeria. Beyond Poverty Line is not just a program, it's a call to action, a commitment to breaking the cycle of poverty and the power of resilience and determination of individuals and communities striving for a better future. Beyond Poverty Line is about changing narratives and challenging stereotypes surrounding poverty. We recognize that poverty is not just about lack of income, but also encompasses lack of access to education, healthcare, clean water, sanitation, basic services. Through informative discussions, eye-opening interviews, and impactful storytelling, we shed light on the complex realities of poverty and highlight the resilience, creativity, and resourcefulness of individuals and communities living in impoverished conditions. We offer solutions to these. We alleviate poverty in our society on the program Beyond Poverty Land that comes to your airwaves on Tuesdays at 8:30 Greenwich Mean Time to 8:45 Greenwich Mean Time. And it's time to jump into the political atmosphere on the program Politics Today. Politics Today is a program that serves as a window into the dynamic and ever-evolving world of politics, offering insightful analyses, informed perspectives, and in-depth coverage of current political events, trends, and issues shaping our societies. In today's fast-paced and interconnected world, understanding the political landscape is crucial for informed citizenship and effective government. On our Politics Today program, it covers a wide range of topics and themes reflecting the complexity and diversity of political discourse. Tune in and listen to the program Politics Today on Voice of Nigeria's English Service. And what is life without some music? I mean, life would be boring. Musical heritage is a celebration of the rich and diverse musical traditions that have shaped cultures, communities, and identities across the globe, from traditional melodies passed down through generations to contemporary sounds that reflect modern influences. Our program dives deep into the world of music, exploring its historical roots, cultural significance, and enduring impact on society, especially on the fact that Nigeria is a king of Afrobeat. Yes, you heard me right. Afrobeat, Nigeria. When you talk of Afrobeat, you simply talk of Nigeria, the giant of Africa, where we have diverse talents shaping our community and has transcended other parts from one part of the world to another. Join us as we bring you the program Musical Heritage every Wednesday at 9:05 Greenwich Mean Time to 9:30. We bring you a beautiful lineup of musical heritage that I bet you wouldn't want to miss a beat of it. And certainly last but not the least on the program this week on Voice of Nigeria is the program African Safari, where we invite you on an awe-inspiring journey through the breathtaking landscapes, diverse wildlife, and rich ecosystems of the African continent. It is a travel experience. It is a window into the natural wonders, conservation efforts, and cultural richness that make Africa. Dear listener, you have been listening to the program this week on Voice of Nigeria, where we have been giving you a lineup of all that you should expect from Voice of Nigeria from the start of each week to the end of each week. And I do hope you have had a beautiful glimpse of all that you should anticipate. And do remember, we never fail, because that is our mandate. We're here to keep you informed and as well entertained. on Voice of Nigeria's English service. Don't forget to send in your comments, your observations, suggestions via our website on www.vln.gov.ng. You can also send in your comments via our X account on at Voice of Nigeria. You can as well do that via our Facebook account on at Vaughn Newscast. We'll be so delighted to hear from you, my esteemed listener. My name is Zeliha Ibrahim, and thanks for staying tuned. Goodbye for now.
Music washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life. These words, spoken by the great Greek philosopher Plato, resonate deeply when we immerse ourselves in the enchanting world of high life music. Welcome, music lovers, to another edition of Time for High Life. In this edition, we will embark on a captivating journey to celebrate the life and melodies of Ghanaian high life legend, Dr. Pa Bobo. I am Okatahi Ojia. Do stay tuned. As we delve into Dr. Pa Bobo's musical tapestry, we'll explore his early life and career, the diverse influences that shaped his unique sound, and his long-lasting impact on the Ghanaian highlife music scene. His infectious rhythms and soulful voice continue to resonate with audiences across generations. To start off, here is a song titled Aba Sa.
Aku terasa dah nasa media bawa enak.
Born on the 11th of September 1951 to a family of music enthusiasts, Dr. Pa Bobo was destined to become one of the greatest Ghanaian high-life musicians. His father was a member of a local band, and he encouraged his son to pursue music. Dr. Pa Bobo attended Kumasi Technical Institute, where he studied electrical engineering. Let's now thrill you with another one of his songs titled Fa Misa. This song is titled Fa Misa. Dr. Pa Bobo started his musical career in the 1970s as a member of the Kumasi-based group Gye Nyame, which included other prominent high-life musicians like Kojo Antwi and George Darko. He later formed his own band, Sweet Talks, and released his debut album, Onyame Nkrabia, in 1982. The album was a huge success, and it established him as one of the leading high-life musicians in Ghana. Eni Fako is another song.
Yeah. Over the next decade, Dr. Pabobo went on to release several hit albums, including Obiara Seye Aduro, Miya Oba, and Comfort. He also collaborated with other Ghanaian musicians such as Amakye Dede, Nana Achiambong, and Charles Amwa. His music was popular not only in Ghana, but also in other African countries and among the African diaspora in Europe and North America. He is noted to have traveled to Nigeria, where he recorded a couple of his songs. Here is one of them, guaranteed to get you moving. It's titled Madi Koswa. Enjoy it.
Throughout his career, Dr. Pa Bobo released numerous hit songs that became staples in his high life genre. Tracks like Osobrokie, and Comfort showcased his exceptional talent and solidified his status as one of the most beloved high life musicians of his time. Here is Osobrokie by Dr. Pa Bobo.
And no sad, the proud Yaya found Saba woman, or don't you be well, Yahoo?
Found Saba woman.
Dr. Pa Bobo's music was characterized by a blend of traditional high-life elements with his own distinct flavor. He incorporated captivating rhythms, melodic storytelling, and soulful vocals, creating a style that resonated with audiences. His ability to infuse his music with energy and emotion made him a standout artist in the genre. To drive home this point, here is another one of his tracks titled Comfort.
Have you want me to die? So make a die. Leave me so say. Minty Mimina. Oh, God. Uber Commission. Don't you?
In addition to his musical contributions, Dr. Pa Bobo was recognized for his charismatic stage presence and energetic live performances. He captivated audiences with his dynamic voice, engaging interactions, and vibrant stage attire. His concerts were known for their lively atmosphere and the ability to bring people together through the power of music. He used his music to address important social issues and shed light on topics such as love, unity, and cultural pride. His lyrics often carried profound messages that resonated with listeners and encouraged reflection and positive change. Here is another track titled Ghana Nyonko. Unfortunately, in 2013, Dr. Pa Bobo passed on at age 62. Although he left this earthly plane, his contribution and influence on future artists, as well as his impact on the highlife music scene, continues to be felt in his timeless compositions. His unique style and musical innovations inspired subsequent generations of highlife musicians, with many citing him as a key influence in their own careers. His dedication to preserving tradition, his ability to connect with audiences on a deeper level, and his legacy as a talented musician and cultural icon continues to inspire and shape the future of highlife music. As we approach the end of this program, let us carry with us the spirit of Dr. Pa Bobo's music. May his melodies continue to inspire us to celebrate our roots, embrace the beauty of diversity, and dance to the rhythms of life. Let us keep his legacy alive by sharing his music with new ears, ensuring that the soul-stirring vibrations of high life never fade away. To close out, our final track is titled Sophia. Enjoy it.
And with that lovely song, we have come to the end of this edition of Time for High Life, where we honor the legacy of Dr. Pa Bobo, a musical visionary who elevated Ghanaian high life to new heights. Though he may have left this earthly stage, his melodies continue to reverberate through time. For comments, observations, and contributions, write to the producer, Time for High Life, through our email, vonenglishproducers@gmail.com. Visit our website on www.von.gov.ng to access our live streaming. You can also download the Voice of Nigeria mobile app. The program was produced by Mariam Yusuf and assisted by Pepsi Temi Sanga. Sunday Additional was at the audio console, and I am Okatahi Ojia. Thanks for listening.
Rhythm of love from Nigeria, the country that defines the future of Africa. Voice of Nigeria, your authoritative choice.
Hey, check out that hot stunner in the red tub. Temptation is everywhere. Women in all shapes and sizes.
You think you can play the field from one woman to the next like a soccer ball? You're risking your life and the lives of people you care about.
Life's about risks, bro. Don't get me wrong. I love my wife, but I need variety.
Talk to your wife about your needs. You might be surprised at what she wants.
Imagine a world where people understand that having more than one partner at the same time greatly increases their chances of getting HIV and puts their loved ones at risk. Imagine the possibility of an HIV-free generation. It begins with you.
Welcome back from Time for High Life. Great to have you back with us. And we do hope you enjoyed today's journey with Dr. Pa Bobo on today's edition of the program. So today being March 24, we're observing two important international observance days. And we're starting off with World TB Day. That's right. We're talking about World Tuberculosis Day. And this day is set aside to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis. And of course, to step up efforts to end the global TB epidemic. Now, the day marks the day in 1882 when Dr. Robert Koch announced that he had discovered the bacterium that causes TB, which opened the way towards diagnosing and curing this disease. So, of course, we have a part to play. We lend our voices, so we spread the awareness, and we begin to look into solutions. We're using the hashtag World Tuberculosis Day, and, of course, we encourage you to write at us on X. It's at Voice of Nigeria. And speaking of that, we'll bring you an edition of Health Corner later today at precisely 17:30 Greenwich Mean Time during the English Service broadcast, which comes up later this evening. You should definitely join in for that. And right about now, let's move on. We're also observing.